Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. President Biden is making a campaign stop in Florida today, 1 week before the state's new six-week ban on abortion is set to take effect. Speaking in Tampa, Biden threatened to veto any effort to outlaw abortion nationwide.
If Congress ever passes a ban, I will veto that ban. Elect a Democratic Congress, Kamala and I will make Roe v. Wade the law of the land again.
The Biden campaign has made reproductive rights one of its top issues ahead of the November election. The criminal hush money trial of former President Donald Trump has wrapped for the day in New York City. Former tabloid publisher David Pecker returned to the witness stand. He provided a detailed account of an agreement he reached with Trump to bury negative stories ahead of the 2016 election. Demonstrations against Israel's war in Gaza continue across the country. In New York City, hundreds of protesters are blasting the arrests of more than 100 students and faculty at NYU on Monday. Reporter Gwen Hogan has more from a nearby plaza.
Hundreds of students and faculty convened at Washington Square Park across from NYU campus, repeating calls for NYU to divest from Israeli interests. NYU administrators said they'd warned students to clear the plaza and that several anti-Semitic incidents had been reported. But students and faculty at the protest contested that characterization. They say hours before the crackdown, students had participated in a Passover Seder, and demonstrators of all faiths were occupying the plaza. Reports of intimidation of Jewish students at protests across the country have prompted widespread calls for university officials to punish those making anti-Semitic statements. For NPR News, I'm Gwen Hogan in New York.
The Department of Homeland Security announced millions of dollars in new grants to support election security ahead of this year. But as NPR's Miles Parks reports, some of that money didn't actually go to supporting elections.
DHS announced last February that as part of a multi-billion dollar grant program, $30 million would go towards protecting elections in 2024. But election officials and experts told NPR that at least some of that money didn't go to reinforcing voting infrastructure or was spent in a haphazard way that didn't prioritize the needs of voting officials. Experts are generally optimistic that this year's election security grants will be smoother, however, since everyone involved has had a year to prepare for them. Miles Parks, NPR News, Washington.
At last check on Wall Street, the Dow was up 263 points, the Nasdaq Composite up 245. This is NPR News in Washington. The Justice Department has agreed to pay nearly $140 million to the victims of former Team USA gymnastics doctor Larry Nassar. Members of the team had sued the department for failing to investigate allegations of sexual assault and abuse against Nassar that spanned more than a decade. Nassar is currently serving a life sentence. Starting this summer, more salaried workers could be eligible for overtime when they work more than 40 hours a week. NPR's Scott Horsley reports on a new rule from the Labor Department.
The new rule says workers should automatically qualify for time and a half pay if they work overtime and earn less than about $44,000 a year. That threshold will climb to about $59,000 next January and then be adjusted every 3 years to keep pace with rising wages. Under a rule passed during the Trump administration, salaried workers making as little as $36,000 could be denied overtime. Critics say that left out too many low-paid managers in industries like retail and fast food. The Obama administration tried to raise the threshold 8 years ago, but that effort was blocked by a federal judge. The new rule is also likely to face legal challenges from employers. Scott Horsley, NPR News.
Tesla says it's planning to cut additional jobs. The 2,700 layoffs in Austin, Texas, come ahead of the electric car company's earnings call today, where a drop in year-over-year revenue is expected to be announced for the first time since 2020. This is NPR News.